Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Wow, so what were you doing last night?
Well, my wife was off, so we drank some drinks and watched TV and hung out and just spent some time together.
Mitch. But,
and James Strebel.
I'm looking at his face. We're hearing the veto. It was Strebel alone time last night.
Well, it was 1 a.m. and I get a DM, and so I opened it up, and Jason Markham asked if I could do the Friday quickie, so I said, sure.
Your cigarette after was a Jason Markham DM.
Well, I don't know.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Okay, we have clarification, and I thought I was right on this. No offense to you, Strebel. Kobe took Brandy to his prom.
Okay.
I thought that was the case.
Yeah, so I've been fact-checked. That's fine. I thought it was reversed.
You've been fact-checked.
Yes, and I'll totally bend the knee to that. I just know they went to prom together. So there we go. All right.
It's not a big deal.
No,
that's what I thought was the case.
Yeah.
Anyway, 437-9680. Thank you. 437-9680. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel, Mitchell Hannigan, hanging out with you here on ESPN 680-1057 on this Tuesday afternoon. Appreciate John Summerall joining us, Kentucky inside linebacker coach. Let me ask you guys this. Many on the text line are like, have Louisville coaches on. Well, they just go on all the other shows. So we really haven't. We've had a couple. Mm-hmm. Who would we want on right now?
McMaines.
Okay.
I was thinking football.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
He'd
be
number one on my list just because he's like the unknown.
Okay.
You know,
we can
quantity.
Do that.
I'd like to pick his brain a little bit. Football wise, we can't have Gunter Brewer because
that would be the one.
That's where my head. That's where my brain went
immediately
to Gunter Brewer.
In fact, Mitch, we need to get the sound yesterday. I don't know how we went an hour and 4 minutes and we didn't play it.
Yeah, the greatest sound ever.
The Blankenbaker sound yesterday.
Yeah.
I actually wouldn't mind combining the Blankenbaker sound, Mitch, from yesterday. And then lining it up with the end of the John Summerall interview. Because we are collecting. No, where he said thank you. We are collecting some pretty good sound bites here this week.
Absolutely.
We really are. It's a sneaky good week here in the middle of June.
Mixtape should be a breeze for you this week, Mitchell.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
I would say there's a lot of sound between yesterday and today. It's a ton.
Nick Valvano will send him 9 hours of audio.
Yeah.
And say, hey, there's a few gems in there.
You gotta dig for it, though.
Bobby V talked about whale anatomy.
Bob and Nick talked about me, Greer, Jamie, and Nick golfing today for like 45 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I can see that being the case.
I didn't know y'all golfed together.
Did you guys? Yeah, they all golfed. Nick Valvano, the prodigy Jamie Valvano.
Right.
Mitchell Hannigan. And Jeff Greer.
What a foursome.
Yeah.
How about that? Is that this weekend?
Do you feel comfortable saying on air what you told me about Jeff Greer, or do you not want to say that on air?
I think I kind of want to let him decide that.
Okay, yeah.
Who, Greer?
Yeah.
Well, now you got to tell me off air.
I'll tell you. It was something you would do. It's something you would totally do.
It would be, so it's like a it's something I might have in common with Jeff Greer, somebody I don't think I have anything in common.
When's the last time you lied to your wife?
When's the last time you had to spin something to your wife?
Spin something to my wife?
Well, I mean, like you say that you need to watch Louisville basketball games.
Oh.
Say it's for work.
Right.
Oh, and it's not for work. And so you can drink bourbon and troll Twitter.
Go and troll Twitter, drink bourbon, and
get jokes off.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. I tell you what I do all the time.
I mean, it was the last Louisville game.
Well, no. It's been even more recent. So one of the ways I finagle drinking beer into like an activity or like a chore.
Okay.
Is like preparing dinner. So I make dinner, I'm like, honey, this is going to take a while. I've got to take a couple beers out with me onto the deck. So even though it could be like 20, 30 minutes and I'm done, I drag it out to like 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah, but
just so I could drink.
You don't clear with her that you're going outside to drink beer. She knows that's all you do.
She knows that, but then I add to it, it's like, you know, dinner's just going to take a while. So I'm going to be out here for a little while.
You can just eat dinner and drink after. I don't understand what your problem is.
No, it's just the whole process. I enjoy the process. And she knows I'm full of it. She knows I'm BSing her. Because every time I'm like, you know.
You don't even need to do it.
She just looks at me. She rolls her eyes like, okay, honey, that's fine. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand why you would create that consternation in your marriage when your wife doesn't care.
She really doesn't care.
You act like you know what you are? You're a Louisville fan acting like they're getting over on Cal with the Reed Shepard
thing.
That's a
good
point. You're getting over on
yeah.
your wife when you're not. She knows that her husband drinks copious amounts of Busch Light and bourbon.
Yeah.
And that's it.
So
that's been that way for 10 years.
For a long time.
It's not changing.
Yeah, it's not changing at all. No, she's fine with that. I don't know. Yeah, it's a good point. I don't know why I had to feel like I have to do that because obviously she doesn't care. So, yeah. There we go.
Have Dino Gaudio on.
That actually would be interesting, but I don't think he's doing any interviews.
Texas says Kobe had Kobe took Brandy to his prom. He was drafted in '96, which was a couple years after Brandy hit it big. It was a GOAT move.
Oh, absolutely,
absolutely.
Was. Hell yeah, take Brandy to the prom. Damn right, it's a GOAT move. That's all Kobe did was GOAT moves.
I love this guy who texted in. He says the worst part of Strebel's question was that 90% of it was brown nosing, but that's not what I love. I love that earlier today at 8:43, when Diener had John Klein on, Dr. John Klein.
This is great.
This guy said, ask Kenny Klein.
That's him?
About Fauci admitting that masks don't work for COVID.
That's the same guy?
Mitch, I would like that on a T-shirt, too. Ask Kenny Klein about Fauci.
Yes, yes. next Zoom meeting, Patty Ice needs to ask
him. Chris Mack's out there getting ready to talk, and Kenny Klein set up the press conference. Like, nah, Kenny, I got one for you.
Yeah.
I was wondering your thoughts on Fauci leaks and Fauci's relationship with having a mask on.
Yeah. The CDC.
Not this, but
thoughts,
what Strebel just mentioned has been kind of a question on my mind. Like, when are we going to end like the Zoom press conferences?
This fall.
Never.
That I think you might be right, Andy. I don't think like we'll ever go back.
I think off-season stuff will be Zoom, but I think during the season it'll be in person.
I'm not sold that's the case.
And you might be right, but I just feel like this football season, Scott Satterfield, Mark Stoops, and Tom Allen, that's for you, Mitch, will stand up in front of reporters and speak.
But do I need to take a run at Tom Allen?
What did he do this time?
He hasn't done anything. What did he do? Oh, I know what he did. Go ahead.
So the Football Writers Association, I guess, like has this award for like the best like SID departments, like the best like coaches who are friendly with the media.
Yeah, and he won it.
Yeah, and Indiana won it, yeah. and you know, my original beef with Tom Allen was we could never get him on the show. Like during last summer when there's nothing to talk about and there's a lot of discussion around the Big Ten and if they're going to play football or not, you know.
He went on Ennis' show, didn't he?
He did.
Okay.
Yeah.
He didn't go on here?
Well, the thing, I don't care about that.
Kentucky also won the award, and I feel like we have a good relationship with Kentucky.
Agreed.
We just had John Sumrall on. They're deserving of that award. I don't think Indiana is.
I can ride with that. Oh, Germany, he shot it over.
Wow.
You son of a.
How dare you!
If this is a tie, Mitch, between France and Germany, you lose, right?
Yes, that's right.
I mean, this guy was...
I mean, you were an inch away from 1-1.
Plenty of time.
Oh, boy. He's got to be kicking himself over that one. Oof. Whoa.
Texas says, Greer did something Strebel would do. Did Greer golf in a Hawaiian shirt?
That's a good one. Did Greer get too drunk?
Greer just stretched the truth a little bit to, you know, sneak away for a few hours.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
It's embarrassing.
I've never had to do that.
Yeah, me either. That's embarrassing.
Yeah, it's like, hey, honey, this is what I'm doing. Okay.
Thank God.
Yeah,
Thank God we don't have relationships like that.
No, where I had to lie to my wife about, you know.
You do, though, Strebel.
It's equality.
I don't, not really. I mean, just I got to go to work. I got to.
You say you work, and you just go downstairs and drink half a bottle of Buffalo Trace,
and
tweet at State of Louisville calling them frauds. That's you call that work?
Yeah, it is work.
Well, can I ask you something? Jimmy brings this up on Twitter, and he's right. Strebel thinks he has these little things that he's getting by his wife. What does she have?
I don't know. There might be something. I don't know.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Mostly it's like Amazon purchases and things.
Yeah, but those arrive at the house.
They do arrive at the house, but I don't think she has anything, you know.
But you don't know.
That I don't know.
You don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's what I want you to do. I want you and your wife to talk about it tonight. I need a secret. That's what we need.
No, we're not.
That's
doing
what we need. She needs to tell you a secret. Like maybe she sneaks away. There's actually, you know, a couple months ago, you thought she went to work. She didn't have to go to work.
No, I know she goes to work.
Okay. Okay.
I know she goes to work.
Oh, you put that tracker on her car.
No,
I remember
she
you told
FaceTimes me at work sometimes. Okay. And, you know, no, she's not going anywhere. Where's she going from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. other than work? She didn't have anything. She didn't have any secrets or anything.
Texas says Tom Allen prefers the Dan Dockett show. Sorry, Crean. That must be for 93.9. So, Ball Station's Crean's in today for Luke Hancock.
Oh, really? So, on Tuesday, instead of getting Luke Hancock,
you like that, man?
Jack Grossman.
You like that?
I do like
it. It's
a sentence. Pat can't like that.
Well, no, Pat's not. It's Grossman's on the board.
Oh, okay.
Pat's in chair two, I think.
Oh, so it's Grossman's producing Pat's in the studio.
Yeah, but it's funnier saying it the other way.
Yes, and it's I thought like Mitch thought. I thought Pat was still producing and Jack was in with Ennis. That would have been great.
I think that may have happened once before, and I think that was the one and only time that happened.
I believe you're right.
So there may have been a conversation after the show.
Yeah, here's what I believe happened. I believe it's a... Usually Ennis is open on Thursdays, like he doesn't have a normal co-host.
Sure.
I believe.
Because he likes to get his thoughts out.
He likes to get his thoughts out. That's what Pat said.
Thoughtful
Pat
Thursdays.
Was running the board. Mm-hmm. Pat was producing. Mm-hmm. And Ennis brought Jack in. And so Jack was chair two. And Pat was behind the glass.
He didn't like that.
He did not like that.
He
did not like that
the
at all.
The egos in this business, man. They're...
Well, he has his own race car show. I mean, he should be chair two. Does Jack have his own show?
Texter says, Tom Allen is a real man like Sean. Mitch could learn a lot from both. Of course, Sean is Mitch's mom's boyfriend, for people that don't know who a random
guy is. He's a bodybuilder.
Yeah, he likes stained Big Johnson shirts.
Yeah.
I can't really
motorcycles.
I can't really remember. He's just a man. I don't know what else to say. He's a man's man.
I saw that both Indiana and Kentucky won the award. Kentucky put out a tweet,
I agree with you.
Thanking all the SIDs, tagging all of them, you know, all the people that work with the athletic department. Indiana was just like, thank you, Tom. Allen, thank you. You're so great. Like, not any love for like the SIDs or like another. Nope, Tom Allen. It's Texas tall said, Tom Allen.
Texas says, LOL, Strebel's wife goes to the hospital for a 3-minute call.
Bro, what? No.
For a 3-minute call, then leaves. What a great text.
She doesn't. No.
Where could she go from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m.? Her other family.
Yeah, right. Okay. Like, I wouldn't notice
that. What if
that
did happen? I've always thought if your significant other had, like, another family.
Then she's doing a really...
I'm just saying
in
general.
She's doing them
like,
a very big disservice because she's never with
them.
I
understand.
Yeah. I mean,
understand. I'm just saying in general.
Yeah.
What would you do? I'm saying, like, me, you, anybody. What do you do there?
I don't know. I think that would be the end of your marriage.
This guy on France just took a butt cheek to the face.
Good.
Also, another person on the ground.
Is that Jason Entz?
Crying again.
Jason Entz had it plus 3,000 that a guy from France would take a butt cheek to the face in the 59th minute.
I have his bet, so I gotta see how he's doing so far.
He just won $3.2 million on betting that Germany would put a butt cheek on a player from France.
Either that, or he thought about putting the bet in, but didn't tell anyone. And so when it hits, man, I thought about putting that bet in.
It's one of my secret bets.
It's a secret bet.
Yeah. I mean, half this game's just been guys laying on the ground.
Oh, here we go.
It has.
I mean, you are stereotyping.
No. Well,
the
coach.
The guy got kneed in the ear, man.
Not this guy. I haven't seen this guy's injury. But the other ones are in the John Summerall interview.
There was a guy who was faking
just
it.
Just grabbed his face. And, ah! I mean, that's like half the game. They don't even play. They lay around. They walk around. They look at each other. Are you hurt? No, not really. I just got one over on him. Ha, ha, ha. Let's go back to kicking the ball.
I mean, just every text. What secret thing could she be doing from 7 p.m.
She's
to 7 a.m.?
Not anything secret, number one. Number two.
Texter says, you guys are planting doubts in Strebel's head. I can hear it in his voice.
No, I have no doubts. I have no doubt. No, it's not any doubts with my wife. It's just annoying. It's just annoying.
Texter says, Ennis and Crean were discussing Rob Manfred in the sticky balls situation.
Is that what people want?
You got any thoughts on that? No.
No, not at all. You went from
Did you even know that was going on?
That, exactly. The pitchers are doctoring up their balls. Yes, I've heard it. I've heard that. Yeah, so you go from steroids, which was cool, to when you put sticky stuff on the ball, got to stop that.
Texas says, does Mitch have the Summerall sound ready by now? It's a great question. Mitch, do you have the John Summerall sound ready?
Oh, you wanted that?
Yeah,
then?
Yeah, he said that. No, he said, hey, I need that, Mitch.
It'll be ready in a couple minutes.
All right,
good.
Oh, goodness. 437-9680 is the UPS jobs text line. One thing I did want to get to just quickly, we don't have to yell and scream about this. Oh, and I think it was John Hale that wrote about this in the Courier. Again, John Hale, the only writer that can that doesn't have to write about high school. I'm kidding!
State baseball tournament going on right now, Andy.
He put something up a couple hours ago about Jalen Duren, who is seen as obviously the number one prospect of 2022, and the thought that he's going to reclassify. Adam Zagoria said that he would reclassify and he's going to enroll somewhere, which would be a massive, massive deal. I have no idea what's going on behind the scenes. The guy that we, you know, maybe can have on here at some point, Travis Branham of 24/7 Sports, a guy we've had on this show, you know, and I'm just going to paraphrase some of the things he said. He thinks the guy doesn't need to play in high school. He thinks that, you know, he's ready to go.
Sure.
Like body-wise, he's ready to play minutes on an NBA team right now.
He's 6'10", 230.
The G League, the Australian Professional League, LaMelo Ball went to, is going to be there. And he thinks they're going to come correct. He thinks the professional leagues are going to come correct on Jalen Duren. And so, obviously, who knows what happens. I'm not saying I don't trust Adam Zagoria's tweet. Mm-hmm. I'm saying I don't give it as much weight as probably Jeff Goodman.
Sure.
Or you know, I mean, that's not me being a hot take guy. It's just if he said that, I would feel maybe a little bit different.
He tends to be a little more breaking.
I mean, we're talking about name, image, and likeness. And, I mean, again, the people in government who are Kentucky or Louisville fans, in this case a Kentucky fan, are doing themselves a massive disservice.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. The kid might end up going to Kentucky. I personally don't think that's going to happen. But, again, I don't know. And Kentucky is in a massive disadvantage, as are the other schools. And I was trying to find the other schools here that he had. Miami.
Memphis.
Michigan, Miami, Nova, Auburn, Alabama, Penn State, Memphis, UCLA, all of those schools. What, California's good, so UCLA?
They could,
I don't know which states, but that's what we need to do. I'm going to do that during the break. Take this list. Mm-hmm. Which states here have passed name, image, and likeness? And Kentucky, obviously, is just sitting around.
Yeah.
And waiting for nationally something to happen. So I don't know what's going to happen on July 1st. I sure as hell do know that if Kentucky were a leader in the state, as a state, not a basketball program, as a state, it would be something that could obviously offset the big time money he's going to be offered by the G League or Australia.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I mean, that could be a tool for John Calipari to use the final week of June when he comes and visits, right before July 1st hits. For that, I know Florida and I believe California as well, the two states that I know off the top of my head that are going through with this on July 1st. That'd be something.
And California.
Yeah, California and Florida are the two. But that'd be something that Cal could use to combat the G League. Like, hey. Yeah, you can get money here, but there's going to be all kinds of money to be made here in Kentucky, and we'll figure out how you get that money. But from what I've understood, it is pretty much a two-horse race between Kentucky and professional sports. That's what it is. That's what he's going to be down to, is Kentucky.
Really?
And then going to professional.
So you've done some work here.
I've done some work
here. You've talked to some people.
It's between Kentucky, and that's what I've been told.
Okay.
And the pro leagues. That's my understanding of things. So, I mean, and Sky,
wow.
he plays on Mount Verde Academy with Sky Clark. So once he visits Kentucky at the end of June, he plays the Peach Jam with Sky Clark the following month,
okay,
in July.
Okay, can I ask you something? Because this is a story that I feel like you're not talking about. And I don't mean you. I just mean BBN. This is not a big story with Kentucky.
It should be a bigger story than it is.
I bring it up just waiting for the John Summerall, Mark Blankenbaker sound. Do you realize?
Yeah, absolutely.
I brought it up as a mini story that we could hit for a couple minutes and then bounce to something else.
Right.
It's not something. In fact, it's more about the state of Kentucky letting the basketball programs in this state down.
Yeah.
By not being able to promote what their athletes would be able to do. And I don't know. It's odd because no one's blasting the government over this. And I feel like it's a bigger deal than it needs to be because
right.
I think people are just have lost their minds where they're like, well, a car dealership's going to give a kid $100,000. That's never going to happen. No, I mean, this guy can. Oh, and there's France with the goal, Mitch. Glory.
There you go, Mitch.
Glory. He's offsides. Mbappe, you can't do
Mbappe.
That. Mbappe. Mbappe, you can't do that.
Jacques Lesbouze.
You have to be more skilled.
Oh, he's offside?
He's offside by 5 yards. Ugh.
I think they use meters.
You know what?
Sure.
Well, you know we don't. You know why? I'm in America. You understand
right.
that, Mitch?
Give us VAR.
I would love for you to tell me more about the metric system, Mitch.
Yeah.
We use like
we use
some of it, which doesn't make sense, like centimeters.
Do you know the metric system? That's what I'm asking. Anybody here?
Yeah,
Strieble, you know the metric system.
I know some of the metric system. Yes,
I mean you use Celsius instead of Fahrenheit.
Celsius over Fahrenheit.
Yeah,
you got centimeters, meters, millimeters.
Yeah, but they use meters
grams,
instead of
kilograms,
feet.
Kilometers.
I don't use meters or at all or
nobody
centimeters.
Nobody in America does.
Well,
nobody,
that's what nobody. I'm saying. But you guys are saying we do. I'm saying we don't.
I
soccer does, but that's not us.
They do. No. They do in like the medical field.
Does American soccer do that? Like, I feel like when Greer calls Lou City, he doesn't say meters, does he?
Off by a few inches.
I think he says feet.
Yeah. No, only in Europe. Mitch is a like, very Eurocentric, it sounds like.
Yeah. He sounds like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mitch is twang from Galloway
yeah,
County.
Very
it
Eurocentric.
Sounds just like they do in Germany.
He's been in England.
Right,
I mean, he has been across the pond. He's been in a soccer stadium.
He got in a fight, didn't he?
Did
he throw a chair at somebody or something?
He
we talked
punched.
About that yesterday. Did you get punched?
Yeah, I caught a straight punch.
Like the Suns and Four guy?
Yeah, that guy's awesome.
he
really
is.
They got T-shirts and stuff now of that guy.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, he's going to make a lot of money.
437-9680, or he'll be like an athlete, and they'll just take
he'll
his
take
name,
all
image,
his,
and likeness.
Exactly, and take his saying and put it on his shirt.
Like, I don't know how we talk about it, because, I mean, what you're telling me is the most optimism that I've heard, and I don't know what's true or not true.
Yeah.
Like, I tend to think whenever you can make a lot of money, and it's right there for you, that Australia or the G League is the way to go.
Right.
And now the G League, to me, beats out Australia because
you can stay
in the country.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to go and fly halfway across the world.
Yeah, you don't have to do all that nonsense.
Yeah.
So Australia, to me, would have to come correct, but I don't know.
I think
Kentucky gets the courtesy.
I think they're going to be second.
Because of Orlando Antigua
and
Jin Coleman and maybe Calipari.
I mean, John Calipari is going to do a heavy sell job. It's going to be, you know, old school Calipari. I just don't know if there's going to be – it's hard to match $1 million+.
Well, it's not if name, image, and likeness is available.
It's not.
It's not for a big time player at Kentucky.
But
that conversation is one that we could have if he got $1 million. I mean, if we talked about $300,000-$500,000. Hell, I mean, you can give a legit bag and a secret bag and a job and a car, and we can take care of that. I mean, I don't know what you're talking about.
We can wait a few months until you start getting the real money. If that's all you're talking about, a few $100,000 or whatever, you can sit for a few months before you get the big checks. I mean, I think that's the thing.
I'm interested in the story. I just don't know how to talk about it. We may need to get Travis Branham on because I legit don't have any idea.
Yeah.
Especially with name, image, and likeness. All right, Mitch. Sound wise, what do we have here? Let's go. Were you able to cut it?
Yeah. So you want the blank or the sum raw first?
I want the sum raw first, and then I want to remember this blank and Baker sound, which I think we just need to play this at least once a show going forward.
We have
okay.
to.
Okay.
I want to run this.
We'll make
show.
It a draw.
I want to run it into the ground.
anytime we bring up Roush, kiss my ass, Roush. Okay.
All right, let's go.
Andy, James, thank you guys for having me, and appreciate you guys always representing Big Blue Nation in Louisville. Appreciate y'all.
Thank you, Coach.
Appreciate it.
Beat Louisville this year. We missed the beat them last year. We got to beat them this year. Make it, what is it, three in a row now?
At Cardinal Stadium.
Let's go, Coach. Throw the mills down. Let's go.
Appreciate it, Coach. Thank you.
All right, guys. Appreciate y'all.
It's such BS bullcrap stuff, and it's just lies. And if you're a Kentucky fan, listening to this, you can go tell Nick Roush that he can kiss my ass.
Man, it's still – the blank crushes it. The blank sound crushes it.
It does.
I was thinking the beginning of the Summerall sound would give that a run for its money, but
no,
it still doesn't.
It's the kiss my ass. That's what it is. It's the way he says ass. It does. It puts it over the edge. I'm still trying to figure out the lies. That's what I want to know.
It doesn't matter.
The lies
Don't even try.
I know.
It's not worth it.
It is. I just want to know. I just want to next time I see Blank. What are the lies, Blank? It's like, you know.
Mitch, did Blank ever talk to you yesterday, or did you guys go the whole day without talking?
No, I was gonna run and say to applaud him on the sound that he provided us, but he left before I could get a chance.
Texas says, has Strebel Facebook messaged Diener yet today?
Not today. No, we have not. Last time we did, I think it was like last week.
Texas says drug dealers use the metric system.
Huh. Oh, well, yeah, kilos and such, yeah.
Texas, thank you.
Yeah. Anytime I watch a movie, he's talking about coke dealing.
Texas says kilos. If the G League's paying $300K+, can you make that much with NIL at any school? Your guess is as good as mine.
Well, one of the things with NIL that I don't understand is, like you said, this car dealership is going to give so-and-so $100,000. How many car dealerships do you know just have $100,000 they're willing to throw around? I think that'd be pretty rare, right? I think that the amount of money that people have in their heads that these businesses just have to give these athletes, I think people are overestimating that greatly.
Yeah, but I think this guy could – I think a big-time player – could charge what for an
autograph
after games?
There you go.
For BBN.
That's the direction.
That's what I'm
it's
asking about.
It's not car dealerships and restaurants.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking about.
Yeah, it's autographs. What can you get off of your signature, signing jerseys, stuff like that?
I'm pretty sure. Now, I don't know the numbers now, but I'm pretty sure these guys, after school, when they go to these places, can get a couple grand and then get part of the bought items, bought items.
Like percentage.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I would imagine, especially if you're on a good team, you'd be able to do that several times and make, a few $1,000s easy every single time. Now, that's not $1 million from the G League. I understand that.
Absolutely.
But I have no idea. I'm saying I have no idea. It's just Kentucky can't even, I mean, I don't know how much you can even sell that, given that you're one of the states not doing it.
When this needs
to happen in states like Alabama and Kentucky, as much as anyone in the country, quite frankly.
Yeah, now I know, like Kyle Tucker wrote about Anthony Davis and what he was able to make on his autograph tour. Now, Anthony Davis.
Yeah, Pete Hamill told
us.
Was it $200,000?
No, his autograph tour, not before he went to Kentucky.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Now, it was him, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was. Or was it the Chicago Sun-Times?
Chicago Sun-Times.
Okay.
It wasn't.
Okay,
yeah,
I apologize then to Pete.
It was a Chicago publication, but the way he talked, like Anthony Davis was different, obviously. Like he drew big, big crowds. I mean, he was able to buy himself like a really nice car.
Oh, sure.
With all the money he made on those the autograph tour. So if you're a big name like that, and obviously that's pretty, you know, out there if you're Anthony Davis, but a guy like Jalen Duren who think could be a number one draft pick, yeah, he could make some pretty good money off his signature. Absolutely.
Texas says, I'm just tuning in. Did Nick Roush ever clap back at blank?
No, he's aware. He's heard the sound. He's aware.
Yeah, he talked about it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, which is great.
Texas says, inject my veins with the blank sound. Oh, it is great. Let's hear it again.
It's such BS bullcrap stuff, and it's just lies. And if you're a Kentucky fan listening to this, you can go tell Nick Roush that he can kiss my ass.
Should have played that for John Silver.
He would have taken it well, I think. He'd have laughed. Yeah.
Boy, this might make you mad. I got to read it, though.
Okay.
What if Strebel's wife's visiting Coach Coop between 7 p.m. and 7 a.m.?
Coach Coop.
Texas says, if it's a secret, Strebel, how would you know?
Because, again, I don't know how your marriage works. It is what it is with you. How my marriage works, we're very open with each other. So take that for whatever you want. That's fine. Some of you may actually, you know what, this is about your doubts with your marriage, if you have one, or a significant other. You're projecting it onto me for whatever reason. Because you have failed relationships. Don't bring that negativity around me.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here. I'm happy. She's happy. We married. We happy. Get out of here.
Texas says, we happy. Monetizing YouTube and social media would be big for college athletes. Yeah, we can get into this. Speaking of, something on Twitter that has made its round for maybe the third time.
Ooh.
It involves someone local in the local Louisville sports scene.
Oh, I can't wait for this.
You like that?
Yeah,
we'll talk about it next year on this Tuesday. It's a take. It's ESPN 680.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Blake could not accept it.
That Matt Jones broke that news.
It was great.
I want to be in the room with Blake's, and when I saw his face.
You will never need the Hightower Men's
never
Clinic.
Never again.
Right, like right when you think you're going to need the Hightower Men's Clinic,
Blake's face.
Your wife's going to get, oh boy.
And James Strebel.
Boy, save that for the mixtape. Save that for the mixtape.
No,
holy cow.
Just the disappointment.
My God.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
We have a little Lou City Soccer coming your way on Wednesday. Then again on Saturday, but the game on Wednesday, Lynn Family Stadium, the Birmingham Legion in town. Of course, Lou City just beat Memphis 3-0, so they look for two in a row. Pre-game coverage at 7:15 with Jeff Greer and Casey Whitfield right here on ESPN 680, 105.7, 7:30 kickoff there.
There you go.
The Strebels come on down.
Kellen has they won their first All-Star tournament game.
Here we go.
Last night, so they advanced to the winner's bracket tomorrow night. Wyatt plays his winner's bracket tonight. So
there
both boys won last night. Good
I mean,
night.
No offense, but it's every night.
Yeah.
I mean, it's every single night.
Yeah. And we enjoy it.
I mean, it's do you? Now you were noticed at the field, what was it, last night?
Last night, yeah.
What happened?
Charlestown. It was in Charlestown. So
that, and by the way, for people that don't know, Charlestown is where the overrated Keontae Goodwin transferred to when he couldn't take the heat of Jefferson County football. He's overrated,
yeah,
and they didn't want him.
Footwork's bad.
His footwork is bad. So just to catch everybody up.
4-star, yeah.
So you're out there at Charlestown,
so I'm
Indiana.
At Charlestown, Indiana, and Wyatt hit a double.
Nice.
And so I'm cheering. I'm like, hey, way to go, Wyatt.
Now, was it a real double, or was it like the guy bobbled it? And
it's the outfield.
It's a gapper.
It's a gapper.
Gotcha.
He hit his line drive to the gap.
Now, do they have the kids' bases are not the full 90 feet, Mitch? Is that what they are? And they're not, 90 feet seems too much in baseball.
I don't know what it is.
So they cut it down.
Yeah, it's not like, yeah. It's a little leaf.
I don't like that. But but continue.
They're children.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like the 5 foot goals they use and stuff in basketball. I don't like it.
They never score.
Well, that's not
my
fault.
It'd be 0-0. It'd be like a soccer match.
Well, they're playing that. This is the Euros. Yeah. It's 1-0.
And it's stupid. Well, anyways. So
Mitch has $100 on France. God, I want Germany to score in the 93rd minute.
They've been close.
I know they have.
So I was yelling, I was cheering for him. Hey, Wyatt, way to go. Go, good job, buddy. And a guy comes up, and he's like, hey.
Oh, boy.
Are you James Strebel?
How about that?
And I said, yeah. And he said, oh. He's like, I knew your voice, and I heard you talk about Wyatt. He's like, I've heard about Wyatt on the radio.
There you go.
So he's like, I put two and two together. He's like, I listen every day. Y'all do a great job.
Did your wife see this?
Oh, yeah.
What does she think?
Big smile on her face.
Look at it. She likes that, doesn't she?
She does like it. And then when we were leaving, I had another one. When we were leaving, a guy was like walking by. And this is actually one of Kellen's teammates' grandfathers.
Okay, say that again. Kellen's teammates' grandfathers.
Yes, yes. And he was like, hey, listen every day, hilarious, you guys are great.
There you
so
go.
So two in one day, and again, wife was very happy about that.
Look at that.
Yeah. That's
how
I
about
have no
that?
Worries, Andy. No worries.
No worries at all.
None.
She's going to get noticed. That's the next step to this.
Yeah, that it
you
will
understand
be.
That.
Oh, it's already, it happens at her work. She's noticed that, like,
what,
I received
what a guy's brought in with a gunshot wound. Just wait a minute.
Yeah, he's not. Aren't you Big Rick's wife?
Didn't you used to date a doctor?
Haymaker. The guy's laying there bleeding. He got shot in the arm or something.
No, I get texts all the time from her about, like, with radio questions that coworkers ask her. So she asked me.
Texas says Sweeney's a big BBN honk now. Texter, did Strebel just say he's in an open marriage? Yeah.
No, I did not say. No,
the,
I mean,
the
like,
way the, French.
You, the way you said it.
The We're French.
Open. Oh, there it
there
is.
It
2
is.
Nothing.
Damn it.
The French will move on.
Well,
was that Mbappe?
Was that him?
I think that was Bazinga. Or Benzema.
Benzema. Yeah, I know some of these guys. Texas says Strebel would sniff Sumrall's draws. Okay.
No, I would not. Whatever you want to think.
Texas says, open relationship, Strebel, move to Norton Commons.
No, we're open with each other as far as our feelings and what's going on. We don't hide things from each other. We're very open with each other.
Mitch has already cut it. You know, he's already made a
mental note.
I know.
It's already going to be on the mixtape Friday. I know how it's going.
Yeah.
I get it.
437-9680. All right, Mitch, so in the 5 o'clock hour – is always the most difficult hour for me because we have been through all of this nonsense. So I'm asking you guys, we have three, and I got more, obviously.
Sure.
I still want to get back into, well, we have four because Mitch has something that he wants to do, a side business for Mitchell Hannigan.
Get off his chest?
Yeah, so
okay.
We have that.
All right, I like that.
I have a Satterfield thing we never got to. We don't have to do that today.
Okay.
And we can get back into the Reed Shepherd nonsense.
Sure.
Also, on the table, the Louisville TBT is a conversation piece that we can get into.
Yes,
okay?
There have been some developments today.
There have.
Yes.
We have.
By the way, they just took the goal away. You still got a chance.
Oh, Lord heavens,
they
man.
Took another
how
goal
many,
away?
How many goals can France score that don't count?
Is his apartment has to be trashed.
Is everything offsides?
His apartment looks like a war zone right now.
No, if Ence's cat could talk right now, it would sound something like, Daddy's angry again.
Help me.
Yeah.
He's losing it.
Oh, goodness.
No.
Daddy just smashed his new keyboard that he got at Best Buy. Anyway.
I have this image of this cat talking about Ince destroying his apartment.
Well, so we have that, and
okay.
Then we also have the trivia stuff.
Oh, the trivia stuff.
Mitch, should we wait to the 5 o'clock hour for the trivia stuff?
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to do that. I just cut the full. We're just going to have to dissect it.
That's a 5 o'clock
hour
thing.
We're just
going
to have to listen to the whole thing and just dissect it.
The whole thing?
Well, that's like.
I thought just a couple questions.
No, it's a couple questions, but they're like okay. two minutes long. Because we've got to find out like specific points in time to where we may think that Blake and Baker may or may not be cheating.
Well, I mean, there's talk around the office is the only way that I can put it.
Yeah, oh, I think yeah. It's a 5 o'clock hour thing.
Okay, you think so?
I do too, because I think there's legs to this.
Okay, so we can move that to the 5 o'clock hour. Well, let me get to what I teased. You ready for this?
Louisville Twitter something.
Yes. It has reared its ugly head again. I shouldn't say ugly head. It's two beautiful heads. Not wait for me.
Save that.
I apologize. Yeah, it's this. More pictures of Jalen Suggs and Haley Van Lith.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All over IG. Little kissy face.
Little kiss.
Little kiss kiss. Little PDA.
Well, how about that? Good for them.
I don't know. How about that? I know. Didn't we talk about this a few
I don't think we did.
Yeah, we did.
We talked about it via text.
We never talked about it on air.
I don't know if we brought it on air.
Well, I know Maven and Remage talked about it.
Okay, yes.
I'm not sure anyone else talked about it.
But we talked about it via text when the picture came out.
And this was, the picture came out like right after the tournament, right?
It was right after the tournament,
like right after Gonzaga, because that's what they do. They lost
in
the biggest moment.
Got destroyed, actually.
Right. Yeah. And then I want to say very short after, you got a Haley Van Lith and a Jalen Suggs photo.
After he declared, like, said, like, I'm gone, I'm going to the draft. So, like, all those things happen, bam, bam, bam. You get the Haley Van Lith picture, and it's like, oh. So, they're an item. Oh,
little,
here we go.
Little smooch.
Oh, look at that smooch.
Little smooch, and
wow.
This looks like somewhere West Coast.
Yeah.
There's mountains somewhere.
Maybe she's visiting him in the
you
West
think
Coast.
That's, you think that's you think that's Floyd Central in the background there?
No.
You think they're in the Knobs?
Let me see. Is there
with
Knobs?
With Big Easy?
No, oh, that's not the Knobs.
That's
no,
not
no,
the Knobs.
That's definitely not the Knobs. No, that's not the Knobs. No, good, happy for them. Good for them. I mean, I'm sure it makes a lot of Louisville fans sad that Haley Van Lith is going with a Gonzaga player and not a Louisville player. Why can't she date a Louisville player?
I didn't even think
what's
about
not good? You say they're not good enough for her? Hey, Steve, why can't she date a Louisville player,
it's
Steve?
Also, it's just the best such a weird a thing to player. Care about.
The best would have been a Kentucky
oh, yeah.
player.
Oh, man, she's dating Jacob Toppin. That'd be awesome.
I would fall over.
Instead of Jalen Suggs, that was Jacob Toppin. Oh, that would be great. They'd be furious. They'd boo her. Haley Van Lith, you can't do that. You can't care for her. You can't date the Cats.
Also, the TikToks are back in full force this summer.
What does that mean?
What do you mean?
Yeah. From some of the Kentucky players. I don't know if Louisville players
–
I'm sure Louisville players have
you
them.
Don't follow Kentucky, you don't follow Louisville
they
players.
Just
you
show,
follow
players.
The Kentucky guys.
Yeah. Okay, TikTok is just like any other social media. They track what you're searching. They just know everything
sure.
about you.
Sure.
So they just show up on my – they have a thing called a For You page. And they just show up on my For You page.
What's on your For You page?
Yeah.
That's something that I would love to dissect.
I mean, it's a lot of golf. It's a lot of MLB The Show. It's a lot of girls shaking their butts. It's, you know, it's all of that. And go TikTok right now. I can tell you the first five videos that show up here.
Please do.
That's
yes.
what I want. By yeah. the way, this guy, this Germany fan, looked like he was literally about to go on the field.
Like
I thought,
Louisville versus Florida State.
Yeah, I thought he was going on the field.
Okay, first TikTok is about this Call of Duty Twitch guy I watch called Nick Merckx. So they know they know I watch Nick Merckx.
Okay.
Second one, it's a travel hack for a plane. So they probably listen to us when we talk about rummage flying. So that's how they know I'm
what's
travel.
The hack?
Wow.
I'm kind of interested. What's the? I mean, it's a hack. There's no hack. You get on
you
a
can,
plane, you sit
you
there
save,
for a couple
you
hours.
You save 50% off Southwest flights like this week or something.
Well, they're all like but Southwest like shut down right now.
Yeah,
so,
it's shut down. It's been shut down for like 24 hours.
Speaking
has
of hacks,
it?
It's been hacked.
Has it been hacked?
It's like a glitch. It's a
is
a
that
glitch,
Biden?
An internal glitch.
Is it Biden?
I don't know if it's Biden or not. I don't know.
What happened.
He's in Europe.
This is what happened.
The third
Trump leaves office and then everyone starts attacking America.
The third TikTok is a dude throwing a dodgeball at a bear. I don't know how that relates to me, but it's pretty funny and I liked it. My fourth TikTok, MLB The Show, there, how to win a game in World Series mode. And then the fifth TikTok is something about Pete Davidson. I don't know. I just watched Staten Island King like maybe a couple weeks ago. So they're tracking me that way. Yeah.
That's an uninteresting terrible lineup of things that
that
you have.
That was really
there.
Bad.
Like,
yeah.
I got to be honest.
No, it is.
Like, it's terrible.
But
that's
sometimes I'll be scrolling
like
and a Dante Allen TikTok shows up or
what's
Jake
Dante
and Toppin.
Okay, so
what are they doing?
Well, Toppin, he does his little dances, right? Toppin does dances. He and Devin Askew did TikTok dances last year.
Yes.
Which Mitch made fun of, and then they went 9-16, and then it became even worse.
Yes, absolutely. So who are you mad at now? Who's back on TikTok?
It's a lot of Dante Allen.
Yeah,
I mean, putting in the summer work. They did get this comment asking, you know, a female asking if Keon Brooks could do some unsultry things.
Huh?
And he reacted to that. He's talking about rallies and checkers.
Keon Brooks?
No, Dante Allen.
Dante Allen.
Dante Allen, sorry.
So how do you get the Keon Brooks?
I'll send it to you. I don't
get
know.
Away from, I don't care about Dante Allen in checkers. That's not what I care about right now. Texas says, hey, Mitch, was Robert E. Lee trivia popping up in the background of your TikTok?
No.
Okay. It's good to know.
Texas says,
I don't know how we got on this.
Golf TikToks. I mean, yeah.
He had to brush up before he golfed with Jamie Valvano.
Texas says, how come no one in Louisville mentioned that Dana Evans got traded for future third round pick less than 2 months after being drafted?
I don't know. That,
you have to ask them.
Yeah,
you have to ask Anderson Biscuit.
Yeah, ask Biscuit. I don't know.
You have to ask them, not me.
He'll know. That's first I've heard of that.
Texas says, does Mitch watch the rumps shake on TikTok while he spends 30 minutes plus on the porcelain throne?
I do scroll on TikTok whenever I'm taking a deuce, yes.
Texas says, unsaltery.
That was, yeah.
I don't know what
you
said.
I don't know what you said either.
You know what? I just heard a bunch of saliva.
Yeah.
I heard it got muddled. It got mush.
Yeah. It's very Callaway County comment from Mitch. Yes.
Guys, do we have to talk Reed Shepherd at 5 o'clock? I'm asking, but I don't know if it's the right thing to go right to the Blankenbaker trivia stuff.
I think you got
to
let that. You do a little Reed Shepherd. You sprinkle a little Reed Shepherd in for about, what, 10, 15 minutes?
I was thinking about getting to the blank stuff at like 5:40.
5:40?
Yeah,
I was thinking more like 5:15.
Okay. Well,
but,
whatever.
It's your show. I'm just here.
Thank you.
You know, hanging out and talking sports with you.
The best thing about bringing up the Jalen Suggs, Haley Van Lith is we have nothing to add to it other than how about that?
They're dating.
Yes. Streeple said, how about that? He said, kissy kiss. I said, kissy face. And that's it.
Yeah.
And then we just pivoted to Mitch's TikTok.
TikToks, yeah.
We had nothing on it. There's really nothing to say.
Other than,
but I feel like we should bring it up.
Other than it would have been funny if it was a Kentucky player. That's really the only other angle that we could take.
It's
that.
The only angle.
Yes, that's
it's the only angle.
Just being mad that she's not dating a Louisville player, or being even angrier if she's dating a Kentucky player. But that's really all you had to it.
And we would bring up an Indiana player, but I don't know anyone except for Trace Jackson Davis. That's it. That's all that I got.
I think that's it.
I can't remember anybody else.
How would Mike Woodson react if Trace Jackson Davis was dating Haley Van Lith?
He wouldn't
Mike
care.
Woodson do?
Mike Woodson coached in the NBA. You know the
things he
saw?
I know he wouldn't care. Was just,
you know the things that he coached J.R. Smith.
Well, that's a great point. He did coach J.R. Smith. Does anyone really coach J.R. Smith?
That's a great
they
question.
They just have him on the team and he does his thing. That's what J.R. Smith does. Love J.R. Smith.
Texas says there isn't a third round in the WNBA, is there? I don't know. Texas says, is Mitch falling asleep? He sounds bored with today's show.
I'm just waiting for this soccer game to end to know if I won $160 or not.
Okay, so where we are with this is we believe Jason Entz is going to go 2-3 in this. Is that what you're telling me?
Either 2 or 3 or even, but somehow he'll make money,
right,
is my
right.
guess.
I went 2-3, but I made you money. I hit my teaser.
And he calls me, but he calls me Lachlan McClain.
No, he calls you something else. He gave you a new nickname.
Hang on.
Oh, Lord.
I know what it is.
Hang on. I'm trying to find it.
All right.
Hang on. I'm trying to find it. Oh, goodness. Mitchell Slandigan.
I don't know if that one's going to stick. And he's kind of just copy a Big Easy with the Slandy Sweeney.
I thought the Slandy game was pretty funny. I'm not going to lie. I thought it was pretty clever.
Oh, I'm seeing the Keon Brooks.
Oh.
How about that?
I haven't seen it. Let me look. Okay.
Seeing the lady reach out to Keon Brooks.
We can't read it on air, can we?
Well, you can do whatever you want.
Let me see here. Please. Oh.
Let Keon know.
Ooh. What? If he ever needs something. There's a lot going on with
there's
that.
There's not a lot going on. It's very simple.
That's
what's
BBN,
going on.
Baby.
It's very simple what's going on,
well,
though.
I like Dante Allen's face, too. He looks very confused.
Doesn't he always? Why am I not playing? Because you're Dante Allen. In-depth Reed Shepherd talk next.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.